We asked some immigrants who are here today in the United States for their take on the 1963 march. We'd like you to hear the voices of three of them. They didn't personally witness the historic march, but they still feel the power of the event. Our montage includes historic sound from the Educational Radio Network's 1963 broadcast of the March on Washington.
All the major television networks are, of course, covering the march at some time or other today. Photographers are here from Germany and France and Japan to film the day's events for their TV audiences.
My name is Sonali Kohatkar. I'm 38 years old, and I'm originally from India, born and raised in the United Arab Emirates, and I've only been in the United States for about 20 years or so. So the March on Washington for me is something that I've only read about and seen footage of and heard audio from.
Al, the official crowd estimate now by police headquarters is between 175 to 200,000. They'll make a very accurate estimate in about an hour from now.
As a person of color, I know full well and firsthand the effects of racism, whether they're something that I experience personally or I see other people of color experiencing personally.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Martin Luther King Jr. was inspired by Gandhi, who hails from my country of origin. But MLK and the nonviolent civil rights struggle in the United States went on to inspire so many other anti-colonial struggles around the world, the struggles of people to be free, and even people in the Middle East and in Arab countries who have been part of the Arab Spring revolutions credit MLK's work and the March on Washington.
Miss Marian Anderson.
He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the big round world. In his hands.
My name is Mohammed Abdullahi. I'm 27 years old right now. Originally, I was born in Iran, and I've been living here in the United States since I was 3 years old.
Let us understand that we cannot defend freedom in Berlin so long as we deny freedom in Birmingham.
So I think the first time when I heard about the March on Washington, and it actually stuck with me, it was probably sometime in middle school or something around there. So I know, like, when we were doing homework and those sorts of things, my parents, they also had heard about sort of the movement that had happened in America, and that it was something that they were inspired by, even though they were lived thousands of miles away. And they sort of knew some of the stories that, you know, I wasn't expecting them to know since they weren't from America or raised here like I was.
We will now listen to another great singer, Miss Mahalia Jackson.
From my organizing, I think the thing that really sticks out in relation to the March on Washington is that in addition to sort of the big names that are out there, there's a lot of people doing a lot of work that we may never hear about that really come together and make things happen. And so that's one thing that definitely stands out.
The missions which we send there to keep the world safe for democracy are shallow symbols unless with them goes a living testament that this country practices at home the doctrine which it seeks to promote abroad.
My name is Mi Moore, and I am 44 years old. I came to this country as a 9-year-old political refugee from Laos, and I couldn't speak English. But there was one summer at the end of my 5th grade year, beginning of my 6th grade year, when suddenly the clouds parted, and I realized that I could finally read and write and speak and understand the English language. And I believe that it was during that summer, that year, that I read this speech by the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I remember just being really moved by it. And I remember how positive and how aspirational it was. And I remember how much it spoke to me as a young child of color growing up in the United States and really struggling to figure out how to deal with, you know, the anger of being discriminated against and being picked on and being bullied. And yet there was this certain call to a peaceful and intentional action, you know, almost like go to school and do well and keep doing this work. And I just remember just being really inspired by it.
I read it in the paper the other day. Things are swinging in the USA. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Let me hear you now. Hold on. Hold on.
The voices there of Mi Mo, Mohammed Abdullahi, and Sonali Kolhatkar in a montage produced by the world's April Peavy. And for any immigrants out there listening, how has the March on Washington affected you? Tell us at theworld.org.